Welcome back, everyone. This is Parenting Unplugged. My name's Monica.
And this is Elisa.
And thanks for joining us again on another episode at Parenting Unplugged. Today, we wanted to kind of just go into a few kind of details, personal details about like how we adjusted to life at home. And more importantly, we wanted this episode to kind of be like a pre-introduction to the next few episodes we're going to be doing, which basically where we're going to be looking at the fourth trimester, otherwise known as, the newborn trenches, which I'm sure everyone wants to hear about, and there's like so much to speak about. But before we kind of wanted to jump into that, we just wanted to take a little moment to just talk about, adjusting to life back home, like what it's like to bring your baby home for the first time, and kind of what those first few days and few weeks kind of like looks like, what it feels like,
Exactly. So, I mean, they call it the fourth trimester for a reason because I feel like your pregnancy, your complex world of like emotions and things like that continue for another trimester. So like, there's a lot still going on. Obviously, you just birthed the baby and you starting to adjust to like life at home with a baby. So I actually never heard about this term about like the fourth trimester until like right as I was like preparing for pregnancy. And I'm like, that makes so much sense. It absolutely still is part of your pregnancy because you are adjusting. You're still like adjusting. And I mean, you're kind of forever adjusting, but if I feel like those 3 months are just like really, really a big deal. So yeah, I'm really excited to talk about this topic. There's definitely a lot of emotions and a lot of feelings to share about it.
Oh yeah, I mean, like, let's kind of like just jump into kind of like what you experienced at first. I mean, we've spoken about in our previous episodes, obviously like our pregnancy stories, our labor stories, but kind of going into what it was like, once you were discharged from the hospital for however long you were there or wherever you birthed your baby. Elisa, tell me a little bit about like how was it for you when you got the green light to go home? What did that look like for you? Like, how was you feeling about even, because I know you gave birth in a hospital, like how was you even feeling about leaving the hospital to come home? Like how was that for you, all of that kind of in that space?
Yeah, I mean, I think I was definitely anxious, and nervous kind of all at the same time. I was anxious to come home because I obviously, you have like your system at home that you think you're hoping is going to work for you, right? Like you have everything in place, like and like everything lined up like perfectly and like waiting for you, hopefully. And so I was trying to come home to that, to like peace and quiet and just like feeling like at ease. So I was feeling that way, like anxious to come home for sure. And I had some family waiting for me on this end, so I was looking forward to the support as well. Like when I came home, my mother was like on her way from like Long Island. I live in New Jersey, so she was driving as I was like driving home from the hospital in the city in Manhattan. We were driving back to New Jersey, and she was driving like into New Jersey also as well with like the rest of my family to meet the baby. So I was just like so happy that my mother's gonna be
Oh,
here
God, yeah.
cook for us. So like I didn't even have to think about that. So I think that it was a huge relief knowing that she was gonna be here. So yeah, I think that it was just like a mix of emotions all over the place and just didn't really know what I was gonna get into, but I knew that I needed to figure it out. So
Yeah, that's how it is, right? We just got to kind of figure it out.
Yeah, what was that like for you coming home from the hospital, Monica?
I mean, because I was in a hospital probably more time than I kind of expected to be, I was looking forward to, like you said, like coming home and having like those comforts at home. Again, it was like maybe a little bit of a different story because I wasn't with George, my husband, in the hospital. Like he was actually at home recovering from chickenpox. So that was a little bit of a situation, and I was very, I really wanted him to come, like for us to go home so he could just like hold Noah properly and just like meet his son. Like he has not met his son yet, like properly, you know? So obviously that was weighing heavily on my heart as well. And when we got back, it was still, I could see, how anxious he was. And I could see kind of like the emotions in his eyes because he was still scared to hold Noah because he wasn't fully recovered from the chicken pox. So we actually, I don't think he held Noah till maybe like the second or third day I was home. So that was very difficult. And obviously that creates a lot of kind of other feelings and emotions. But I do feel like, because like you, I had the support of my parents. My mum did the cooking, so I was just so thankful for that. And obviously, it's your mum, right? She's your rock. So she was just like this huge, like, pillar of support throughout the whole thing, really. Because during my labour, it was my husband and my mum who were in the room with me. So yeah, like coming back home. It was kind of looking forward to those comforts, but I think a small part of me was anxious to leave the hospital because obviously you're coming from a situation like a scenario where if anything happens, they're all there, like all the nurses, all the pediatricians. So it's like you're kind of like in like a safety bubble, right? So if anything happens, someone's on hand to help. And obviously, when you go home, you kind of lose that different kind of support system. So I think, and I probably like a lot of like first time mums out there can relate because you are anxious to go home and do it alone, so I would say it was a mixture of those things. It was a mixture of anxiety for like doing it alone, like for the first time without the help of like hospital staff. And just yeah, like just looking forward to just like being in my bed, being in that comfort, having a nice cup of tea in my favorite mug, stuff like that, and just, really starting the journey with Noah. I was really excited to just have him all to myself, rather, because like in hospitals, especially after you've had a baby, I've noticed that, I don't know if it's just like a UK thing, but every, like, I want to say, like, every 30 minutes, there's someone popping their head in saying, like, we need to do a blood test, or we need to check on the baby, or we need to check on this, and we need to check.
They
And
do
it's
that
literally
everything.
every 30 minutes. And I'm like, please, can I just have a break? Like, can I just allow me to? And even when you're sleeping, they'll come in, they'll put the lights on. Sorry to disturb you. I don't, and I'm like, well, you was disturbing me. Like, I was trying to get some sleep,
I don't know. They're like that here too, but I don't think it bothered me that much because, like, I wanted them to check on me. I'm like, I don't know. Am I okay? Can you check on me? I'm like, can you come check? Can you come press my belly? Because I don't know. Are things like wiggling that they should be? Can you come? Like, I actually wanted them to check me because I didn't know if I was all right.
I understand that, but I feel like it was like throughout the night. Even like, because Noah, like, he wasn't a good sleeper from the beginning. I mean, he's great now, but like at the beginning, it was terrible. And like going through the night when I had just drifted off, and he had maybe just drifted off in like the bassinet next to me, and they would just come in and turn the light on, and I'm like, "Are you serious right now? Like, I just wanted like an hour."
That's right. I mean, I forget that Noah was also sleeping with you like the whole night. That's why. You couldn't
Because
go.
you had the option
I did.
to have Cammy with like the nurses, right? So you could sleep. Oh my God. It,
We sent
honestly,
her
if I
off.
had that option, I would be like a new woman. I would
Yeah,
have
we
been
sent her
able to
off for a bit
sleep.
because I did sleep for sure. So I mean, that's so it's a totally different case in the UK.
It's so different. And it's like, I understand that, there's a lot of red tape and things like that, but and I know we're going a bit off topic here, but like as a woman, when you've just gone through all of those hours of labor and whatever's happened during labor, like your body really does need to sleep and to rest.
Oh,
Like, it
1,000.
really needs that,
Yeah. Yeah. And if we can get one message across right now for this episode, is that you need to rest. And
Oh my
I
God,
know it's
yeah.
hard because you have a newborn. And not only do you have a newborn, maybe you have other children, right? Like, you could have like another child around that's like also still asking for you. Get help in any way that you can, whether it be like a doula that can come over and actually like be
Yeah.
in, whether it be like your mother helping with like the other baby or your partner helping with the other baby. Like, just try this to get this time to like focus on you and to like recover, because eventually your baby's gonna need you. So if you're not
Yeah.
recovering well, then you know, obviously that could definitely lead to different issues. So for sure, take this time and take this time, be easy on yourself and recover. If there's one message that I can get across for this episode, would be that.
Yeah, like if you need to get like a cleaner, if you can afford to
Yes.
get like a cleaner for the house or someone to
All
cook,
of those things.
or ask like a relative to look after like your the your first child if that's the case, or
All of
it is, yeah, you really, and rest is like, I know we think of rest and we think like 8 hours of sleep. Obviously that's not the case with a newborn, but like even if you get like a few hours of sleep, you
Hour.
know, like that is, and obviously as women we are very self-conscious, you know, your body completely changes after a baby, so you're also dealing with that. But like I remember being in the hospital and like I was just like saying to my mum, like, can you just come so I can just get like an hour's sleep, so you can just watch over Noah, because when you're, especially like as a first time mum, I was so anxious. I was so anxious about Noah. I was like checking if he was breathing every 10 minutes, like, you know, like putting my hand on his like tiny chest to make sure like it was raising up and down. Like, it was crazy. I was, you know, like you feel like you're a complete nutter, like
No, me too.
checking everything.
Me too. I was a complete control freak over everything.
Yeah,
And
right.
now I
See,
look back
so,
at it and I'm just like, come on.
oh.
You know what I mean? Like, everything will be fine. But obviously, as a first-time mother, like, everything is, you're worried about everything.
Oh,
So,
the
yeah.
worry is just like
Endless.
drilled into your brain, and it is endless. It is endless. But
Everything.
you do have to allow yourself to sleep whenever you can.
Yeah, for sure. And you were saying getting someone to clean. I started signing up for grocery deliveries. So as soon as like Kami came, it was the pandemic. It was like not the pandemic. It was like the last wave of COVID, the very last one that we had. So regardless, people weren't really going and like doing that much grocery shopping in person anyway. So I started getting grocery deliveries. I started finding, I found like a cleaning lady. I don't have time for these things, and I don't want to find time for these things right now. I need to find the mental space for it. So, all of those things that are just going to help you be able to like focus on you, get an extra hour of sleep, whatever it is, like it is so, so important. But Monica, there's one thing that I did want to touch on, and we were talking about like the support from partners and things like that. And I love to talk about our partners because obviously they are a very important like part of our lives, and we are a team. Without our my partner, I just, you know, we wouldn't be who we are. Like, we wouldn't be the mothers that we are. You know what I mean? I want to talk about the moments, like the first moments that you experienced that George was finally able to like be with the baby and have those like moments around the baby. What did that feel like for you? Like, when you finally saw that George was able to connect with the baby and he was able to have his own intimate moments.
I mean, it makes me feel, you know, just emotional thinking about that, because, you know, I could just see that just the pure love, from in, you know, from George, just like him. I think he was just in disbelief, really. Like, we were both in disbelief that we had just created this beautiful baby. Like, it was just like insane. And just to see him holding Noah, to see Noah sleeping on his chest, it was like, I just, you know, it's like you kind of look at your baby and your partner and you think, this is it. This is my team, you know, and I will, I will guard them and protect them with everything that I've got, you know? And that's kind of, it was just so, what's the word? It was just so fulfilling
For
to
sure.
see that love from, you know, the person I chose to spend the rest of my life with, and the little bundle of love that we both created that's got both me and him, you know, to in Noah. That was,
Yes.
and just to see that connection, because I think a lot of the time, a lot of focus is put on like the mum and the baby, but I think sometimes more kind of focus needs to be put on like the dad, like the father and the baby as well, because they play such an equally like vital part, you know,
Oh, yeah.
of building the foundation of life for the baby. And for me, you know, when I was kind of like, well, really, when I met George and I realized I want him to be the father of my child, you really, there's certain things that you want to see, right? And it, for me, it was like, yeah, okay, obviously I have the most amazing bond with Noah, but it's not, it doesn't just stop with me, you know, like I put a lot of emphasis on my husband and my son as well, because dads don't get, sometimes dads don't get enough attention in that way, I don't feel.
Yeah, they don't. They don't. And
Yeah.
so I feel like they also don't get the credit that they
Yeah,
deserve a lot of the time.
absolutely, absolutely. Because
Just some of
sometimes
them.
it,
Yeah.
I mean, it depends. Obviously, everyone has
It
a different
depends on
story.
the father too,
It
but then,
depends, obviously, and it depends on the mother and everything like
yeah,
that.
the
But
relationship.
I will say that, you know, like George is such a hands-on dad, and he will do absolutely anything for us and for Noah. And he can look at me and look and say, you know what, Monica's tapped out. Let me just take Noah for 5 minutes, or you know. And that's what you need. Like that's the team you need. You
One
know,
thousand percent.
it's great about all the other things, but like,
Yeah.
you know, becoming parents and becoming and starting that journey is exhausting. Like it is so tiring.
Yep.
And you know, you need to build a team where if you're on 10%, your partner might be on 50%, and he'll be like, I got this, you know, in whatever moment, and kind of, you know, tap in and out. And that's and yeah, so that's kind of like going off topic again, sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
But like, yeah, going back to kind of what you asked, I feel like seeing Noah and George together is just like amazing. And even like now when I see them together, I just, it just fills me with so much joy because of the bond that I see with them too.
And the
And
girl.
that's, and the growth, and you know, and it's just, yeah, it was great. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, Monica, I can't. I also feel the same way because, like, when I saw that Demo like first interacted with Kami, with our girl,
Yeah.
it was like a different side of him, kind of like tapped in that I've never seen before. First of all,
Yeah.
like Demo, he's very, for anyone that like knows my partner, he's very, he's like an accountant, so he's very like an analytical guy. You're not gonna see him being very emotional. You probably won't see him ever cry. He's just very like forward and could be like a little just like a very forward person. Like he's not gonna really show his emotions much when he's speaking to someone. He's very, very much like that. So when I saw him for the first time with Kami, how like gentle he was, and like from that very moment when he like first like held her, he was like super gentle, and he just like till this day he continues to be like so gentle around her and like a calming person, and I'm just like, wow, who is this person? Who is like human that it's just like I've seen him evolve so much, so I definitely just wanted to share that because it's a whole different side of him that I've never seen before that is actually like really beautiful to discover as well. So like
Yeah.
for anyone that's also listening to the podcast that's like on the fence if they want to have a baby or not, or if the partner, they're thinking about, getting pregnant or something, just know also that like you're going to see a whole different side of your partner that you have never even tapped into before. And it's such a beautiful thing to experience. And it takes your relationship to a whole other level as well. There are the challenges. There are the challenges.
Of course, yes.
Challenges will come, and this will be the ultimate test to your
Yes.
relationship as well. Because let's be real, mothers, we hold all the hats. We do all of the things. We have like the constant to-dos, the list, and I'm going off topic, but like we have a lot that we need to kind of keep in control, which is what we're good at. That's fine. And obviously, with some partners, men specifically, they might not be able to juggle as many things as once. Might not be able to. So it's kind of hard for us, like as mothers, to come forward and be like, okay, well, I'm tired, but they also might not understand why we're tired, right? But the reason why we're tired is because of all of this mental load that we have going on. So
That's
like,
exactly what I was just going to say, the mental load.
the mental load is also something else that it's just like it's never ending. Like, yeah, the baby might not be around you at the moment, but you're still thinking about like the pediatrician
Oh,
appointment
yeah.
you need to schedule and like the lunch that you need to pack, or like what are they going to eat for dinner tonight or tomorrow's breakfast? And like, so it's definitely, the mental load on the mother is very heavy. So that's something that's also like very, very hard. But I guess, we're women and we are built for this. We make it happen. But I think that at the end of the day, give yourself grace the grace that you need to get adjusted to this new life. Obviously,
Definitely.
if you are a new mother, it's something that you've never done before. So just, try to ease into it and take it day by day, minute by minute, hour by the hour.
And you know what? You learn so much along the way. Like when we were, going through like the night feedings and, kind of like, working as a team, like kind of you and Demo did, where like, like I would feed Noah and then I'd pass him to George and, he might burp him or change him or whatever it is that, like you do as a team. And you find kind of like ways that work well, ways that did not work well, quick cuts along the way, having certain equipment in the bedroom to make things like an easier transition from one thing to the other. And you learn so much as you go. And even like, if you sit there and you think, okay, if I was going to have baby number two, I would do this, this, and this differently, because you just do, you just learn on the way. But I think if I was to give a message to myself, almost 2 years ago, because my baby boy is nearly two, which is crazy, I would just have told myself, Monica, just relax, like just relax. Relax yourself. That's what I would have told, and just been like, you know what? Don't worry about any of the outside world. Just know that, this is hard. It's like in this particular moment that we're talking about, like the first couple of weeks after you birth your baby, but like the time will pass. And I think, all throughout your journey as a mother, like even right now, my son is like almost two and he's like a little terror sometimes. And I have to just like have that calming inner voice and say to myself, the time will pass. It's not going to be forever.
Yes, absolutely. The part that you said that you learn as you go, I think that like all new mothers go through the moment of like being worried. Like, how do I do this? How am I? How do I go through like the first days? How am I gonna feed the baby? Is the baby gonna be okay? Gas, so many different issues. But like, and even like set up in the home that you worry about before, like being in, when you're before the baby comes, you get worried so much about like your setup at home. But like everything is like it's just trial and error, I feel. So, one thing doesn't work for you. You're burping the baby a certain way. That's not working. Well, let's try something else. If a formula doesn't work for you, well, let's try a different formula. And it's just trial and error. And eventually you're gonna figure it out. And eventually you're gonna be like, okay, I got a groove. Things are feeling better. And typically that happens comes The end of like the fourth trimester. So come like month four, you know, or month three, you're feeling like you got the hang of things. But for sure, the first couple of weeks, like the first 3 months overall, is it's gonna be a challenge. It's gonna be hard. Even if you have all of the support in the world, it's, you know, it's definitely gonna have its things. But I think that what you were saying also about if you were to have a message for like for yourself, like going back to 2 years, I think for me, the same thing, going back 3 years, I would tell myself to chill, that everything will be fine. And yeah, and not to worry so much, because I feel like I did have like a high level of like postpartum anxiety. You know, I was afraid of like anyone even coming around Kami, like saying the wrong things, doing the wrong things, turning on the TV, or just like I didn't want the wrong things around her and the people, the wrong music, like the wrong. And it's just like, look, obviously, things are never going to be perfect all the time. Like there's going to be moments in the real world where it's okay to expose them to different things, because as long as they come home and what's normal in, and they see what's normal in your home, then that's what's going to follow them, you know? So, and that's just part of the growing pains as well, like going through different things and seeing different things as they grow up. So I think it actually helps them. It helps them grow up, and it helps them along the process. So
But I love what you were saying about, because this is kind of like territory that I will soon be going into. And it's like you can, as a family in your own home, you have your core values. That you carry out with your family, right? Whether that's okay, like no screen time, or the minimal TV, or whatever it is that you have in your house. You know, kind of one thing I love to try and reinforce, even though Noah's so small, is like we all eat together at the table. Or you know, if he's going to watch, have any kind of like TV time. To be honest, it's probably maybe once a week, and that's only probably for maybe 20 minutes, because I really have not done any screen time with him since birth. But that's like my preference, right? But then Noah will be starting nursery in August, and I am going to have to accept that things may change outside the home, because I've had full control of what happens in the home for 2 years. But like you say, it's like they can have and see the outside influences of others, but the most important thing is what they come home to, because that's what they come home to every day. So they, in their, you know, in their core, they're always going to know what their family values are. And you know, we have to just trust that they grow up with those values, and hopefully they're good values that they will continue in their lives, you know, later on as well.
I mean, as we did, like, you know, obviously exposed to like multiple things growing up, and back in the day it wasn't even similar to like, I know my mom absolutely winged it, you know, so there wasn't like the wake windows and all of this stuff, all of this like science for back in the day, or you know, they she just kind of just like winged it, and she made it happen. So like I think, like, you know, try not to stress yourself out so much. Let go of like the concern of like the early days as much as you can, and just take it day by day, and definitely take any help that you can, because it's hard. The early days are hard. And if you're a first time mother, second or third, it's hard either way. So just know that time will pass. It will get better. You will sleep eventually. Just hang in there, hang in there.
But yeah, I mean, this was such a nice episode to introduce the fourth trimester, which we were going to kind of be going into more next in our next episode. But we didn't want to kind of dive straight into it, because I feel like, you know, on our podcast, we kind of want to give space for the feelings and emotions that you feel along the way as well. So, you know, we kind of we want to have a blended experience where, yeah, we're going to go in with a lot of the facts, but we do want to let you guys know, as listeners, you know, feelings that we've had along the way as well. which is really important.
There's definitely, I think that there's like always going to be stuff to share, but like right now, this moment in time that we're covering right now, I feel like is just like so key. It's, you know, it's so like monumental. So I think that it's like extremely important to like uncover these like emotions and to like dig deep, because there's like mothers out there that like really struggle during this time. So like obviously you have like a huge dip in like emotions and, you know, what do they call it? The endorphins that released when you give birth, that, you know, obviously you're figuring out life at home, you're bringing home a baby and figuring out the first days, but then also like, man, you have all of these like this like huge dip in like emotions that are happening, a roller coaster, like you were pregnant, now you're not pregnant. It's a lot to process, so be easy on yourself.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That
Thank
was fun.
you guys. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. As always, we truly appreciate your support and everyone that shows up and listens every time that we drop a new podcast. And I actually just wanted to remind everyone to make sure that you're subscribing, that you are subscribed to the podcast. That way, you get a notification every time that we drop a new episode. So, like Monica said, we're going to be covering more of the newborn days coming up. So, stay tuned for that. And thank you so much for joining. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.